Good morning, you're through to Daniel, MMA Legal. How can I help?
I wonder if you could help. Can you tell me what's this organization or what is this company that I phoned?
What's this? We're a legal firm.
Okay, yeah, sorry, mate. So what is it? I've got a missed call, pal.
Okay. Yep, just give me a
I just
second
had to make
while
sure it wasn't a scammer, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Completely understand.
Too many of them are about nowadays.
I know, mate. Just pulling up your file, alright. Is it
Yeah.
James?
Yeah, James Weir.
No
Well
worries,
done for my
James.
chasing date of birth.
Yeah, no problem. Can I take your first line of your address first?
Yeah, 27D McDill Street in Johnston, Renfrewshire. PA5HUJ.
We've got a different one on file.
What's that then, mate? Sorry.
We've got a different address on file for yourself.
No, sir, there should only be one. Flat 1/2, 27D McDill Street in Johnston.
Yeah, that's the one. I just needed the flat 1/2. That's fine. Could I have your date of birth and email address as well, please?
Yes, 12 March 1989, and the email address is weirdjames63@gmail.com.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, James. Just going to see what we required from you. All right, just one second. All right, James. So the reason that we tried to contact you was just to gather a bit more information from yourself to help your application. So firstly, am I right to take your parents' names?
Yes, my mother's name's Mary Weir.
Mary. All right, and could I take a maiden name?
Oh, I don't know my mum's maiden name.
No worries, that's fine. And your father's name?
James Forrest.
James Forrest, was that?
Yeah. FORR. 2 R's, EST.
2 R's, Forrest. No problem, thank
but
you.
I'm not going to lie to you, mate. That name there just shook me. Because that guy raped me when I was 3 years old, mate.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that,
and
James.
He died. He died, mate.
Oh,
he
I'm
died
really
2 years ago. So I don't know why he's wanting these things for me, because...
It's just from, you know, subject access request forms that we send out to your institutes, if anything,
yeah, but
any sort of records.
I got an email and it says that out of 10 organisations that were working with me, out of 10, they've had 3 responses.
Yes.
They're still waiting on the child historical abuse.
Yes, we
They're
are.
Still
we
waiting on
we've
that.
Got,
They're still waiting on others.
We've got your council documents back from Renfrewshire.
Yeah.
And we have Police Scotland have given us documents, the Scottish Prison Service and NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. So the only
There's
documents.
Like five.
Yeah, we've had an extra one since you've been updated. We just need now GP records, so we're going to get on to asking you. Yeah, no problem. What's your current registered GP?
So I don't know the name of the person because it's new doctors, mate. But
yeah.
I can give you the address and that of the doctor's surgery.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, please, James.
Just get me the phone on, man. So my surgery is called Quarry Side.
Quarry.
Yeah, Quarry Side Medical Practice.
Quarry Side Medical Practice.
And that's in Linden Medical Centre.
Do you mind just spelling that for me?
Aye. Lima Indigo November Delta Echo November. And then Medical Centre.
Medical Centre. Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. And whereabouts is that based? Is that in Johnstone, is it?
Yeah, so it's 25 Rose Street in Johnston, PA58PZ. And there's a telephone number here as well.
PA5. Brilliant. Hey, I'll take the telephone number if you don't mind.
01505
Yep.
321
Yep.
733.
733. Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. So what I'm going to do now is I'll send a subject access request form out to Quarryside Medical on behalf of yourself. And once we receive those medical documents back, your application will be ready for evidence review. All right, James. So we're well on the way.
Because this is on you, me pal.
Yeah, not a problem.
This was my big brother that told me about this.
Yes, yeah. So evidence review basically means that we've got all the records back for yourself relevant towards your application.
See the one more, and I'm going to be brutally honest with you guys. And this is for everybody. This is for everybody in that office. Get the bloody historical abuse from the government, because I heard about that on television and I seen it on telly. The poor kids that suffered, and I was one of them.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
What they did to me, no, listen, mate. What they did to me was absolutely disgusting, inhumane, and so tragic. When I was in a children's home, they put me in touch with a befriending service. And in part of that time of having a befriender, the man sexually raped me. He abused me on several occasions. Now, I suggest to these lawyers, get in touch with the Scottish Historical Abuse Claim.
Yeah.
And get that. That's going to give you everything that you ever need.
Yeah, of course, James. We are actively chasing
that. I was in a children's home over 20 years ago, mate. And I just walked past the old building last night, but the building's gone. The building's on the ground. It has been basically taken away. There's a new property on the land.
Yeah.
So for over 20 years, I've been carrying trauma, mate. It's the Scottish Historical Abuse Department that needs to stand up and be counted for.
Yeah, of course. I'll tell you, the Scottish Abuse Department, currently the records that they hold have gone onto the local councils. So that's the reason why we've had Renfrewshire Council will hold those records for yourself.
So, yeah, but see, the thing is, how honest are they going to be on it? Because
they have to be completely. If they're not providing us with a complete medical history from yours, then they're in breach of ICO guidelines, and it's illegal, to say the least, to not provide us with all documents that they held for yourself.
Well, thank you for the call, mate. I appreciate it. That's good to know. Because, see, for me as well, it's... see, the quicker it's done, mate.
Yeah, of course, James. No, of course. That's why, like I say, that's the reason why we're contacting you today to gather a bit more information.
Listen, pal.
Yeah.
I'm 21 months, right? I've just had the love of my life come into my life.
Yeah.
I've known this lady 10 years, and I just declared my love and everything for her, and she just said the same to me. She said to me, I'm falling in love with you. And I said, yeah, I'm the same.
I'm really happy to hear that, James.
She's the one, mate, that's keeping me from going absolutely fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I ain't joking, mate. I'm ready to go to my own mother's house and the people that abuse me and take care of them. Because that is what it comes down to. Is the people, and myself included, that I've been left in the dark. We've been left without any help. I got kicked out of a children's home when I was 16, and that was it. I've had no support ever since then.
Yeah, it's absolutely awful, James, honestly.
I need to apply for counselling, therapy and psychology.
Yeah. Yeah, if you feel like that would be beneficial to yourself, then.
Honestly, mate, with you, this, it was never given to me as an option.
Yeah.
In 37 years, mate, they never gave me that option. And see, also, what I just found out recently that you guys might really appreciate to receive.
What's that?
On my medical record, You might need a tissue for this. On my medical record, it says that myself was put on the child protection unit at 1 year of age for my own safety. It says that on my NHS medical record. And if you go to the very bottom of it, once you get it, look at the very bottom, and it is a few months after I was born, 1990. And I was still in the child protection unit, and that is when my sister Debbie was born.
Yeah.
And then everything else is paramount. I've went to court for a guy, and he was the teacher that abused me. I never got justice because he got 2 years in prison, and for some shitty reason, mate, and it still makes me furious, where I'm going to end up turning up at the guy's door and I'm going to teach him a lesson. He looked at me and said to me, "You're going to do nothing about this." And I said to him, "Was that fucking right?" I says, "Guess what? See, as soon as I get my historical compensation for the abuse and all that I suffered, and even through the hands of this man," I said to him, "once that happens, I'm taking you back to court.
Yeah.
I'm going to re-appeal the sentence, and I'm going to go for justice. And I've also decided as well to go to the police about my own mother, because on two occasions, my mum tried to murder me."
Oh, gosh. I'm really sorry.
She strangled me. She strangled me to the point where I was dying. I seen upstairs. I was only about 9 year old, 10 year old.
Yeah.
Then she smashed a cup into my skull, a ceramic mug right into my skull, the very bottom of that glass, and she smashed that into my head, and I've still got the scar and the indent in my head.
Yeah, that's absolutely awful.
Nobody back then from social services would listen to me. I went to the police about my own gran, and they didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
The person who was the paramount instigator and the person who was making all that, these situations worse was my gran, and she went to hell as well because she died.
Yeah. There's
my
mum told
me,
and
when my mum
listened
to me, when my mum told me that my gran died, she's very lucky. Very lucky. Because I've even decided now, I'm sick and tired of waiting on my fucking compensation that's duly right to me by the Scottish Government and the children's homes. And that children's home down in Johnston needs to be shut down permanently.
Yeah.
It's open now, and it looks so much better because it's a big, lovely house and all that. But they knocked that building down to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
In that house, in that children's home, they could have got so much evidence off the carpets, staff members' DNA and stuff. But they never done it. They never took it to that level. And instead, that building has been razed to the ground. So there might be some people out there, and I've got friends, mate, that have been in that children's home.
Yeah.
Guys that have been in that children's home. So I just need this to disappear out of my life, and then I can go and help them, and I can say to them, MMA legal, they're your people to go to.
Yeah, absolutely, James.
Because I'm even thinking of taking my own mum, mate, to the police. I'm thinking of going to the police about my own mother.
Yeah.
Even when I was 16, right up till I was 18, she was claiming DLA for me. And till I was 16, she kicked me out. Then from 16 to 18 year old, mate, I swear on your life, she was claiming DLA for me for my autism and my ADHD and never told me or anybody else. I said it to my wee sister, and my wee sister said to me, "Is that right? She done that?" And I went to my wee sister, just said to her, "You're shocked, aren't you, kid?" She went, "Aye." She went, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
See, if I find out that that happened to me and my mum done that to me, I'm going to take my mum to the cleaners. I'm going to sue my own mother. Going to back everything that shows me.
Yeah.
I even said to my girlfriend, "See, a good thing, I hope that you don't ask me my mum's name again, because see what I said to my girlfriend last night, mate? My mum is dead to me. My mum better not come near my door again, because if she comes near my door again, mate, I'm going to let my girlfriend on her. And I'm going to say to my girlfriend, do what you need to do."
Yeah.
My girlfriend is so ashamed and disgusted and absolutely heartbroken for me for what I've had to go through in my life.
No, I completely believe it, yeah.
I'm going to write a book about it. So that all my friends and family and all the people that used to be in the children's home not know exactly what they've done.
Yeah, absolutely, James. I need to let you know that we are doing everything that we can.
No, I know. You're on the ball.
We're on your side completely. And
everybody's been amazing here, mate. Yourself included. And
I do.
Billy, the girl, and then other staff members. I spoke to a lawyer on the phone. He was amazing.
Yeah.
He was so reassuring that if it wasn't for my big brother, I wouldn't have never done this. But it was my big brother that said to me, and he sat me down and he said, talk to me. How bad was the abuse in there? I said to my own brother that when I was in the children's home, I had ADHD and autism, but autistic traits. They couldn't do anything back then because there was no funding.
Yeah.
They told that to me, myself and my mum. And also as well, when I was in the children's home, I was getting restrained on a daily basis by staff members. And very big staff members, and then to get punches and kicks and restraining techniques that I've never experienced before.
Yeah, it's absolutely awful.
One of my friends is a teacher, and she said to me, James, I'm a teacher. You know, Freya's got autism. That's my friend's daughter. She's got autism as well, mate. And what my friend said to me straight up is, James, that should never have been happening. The unsafe restraining should not be happening, and it shouldn't have happened to you.
Yeah.
If I find out that's true as well, I'm going to need you guys' help to find out the staff members' names on that, all that paperwork, because I'm going to take them to the cleaners.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to take them to court.
So that'll be another thing that will come up once we do the evidence review. You remember I was telling you before about...
So that doesn't come up, no, that... It
will, yeah. That's the exact sort of things that will be highlighted on your medical record. So once we have them, the evidence review is basically us going through, checking all these medical records for any sort of signs of abuse.
Technicalities and all that.
Yes, all of it will be highlighted on the evidence review, and it will be submitted to Scottish Redress. So you'll have everything on there submitted to Scottish Redress for yourself.
I'm pretty happy with that, mate. Do you know what I said to my girlfriend last night? In two year time, I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Oh, that's amazing, James. That's amazing.
She said to me last night, mate, was like, have you ever heard of a promise ring? And I went, no. And I said to my support worker yesterday, Paul, I said, Paul, he's my friend. I've known the guy over 20 years. And I said to my friend, I went, Paul, what's a promise ring, mate? He's like, well, that's where she's committed to you. I went, all right, I get you.
Yeah.
Mate, and then she's tell me she's falling in love. Like, I never, ever thought this was possible.
Yeah.
Not to a victim anyway. I thought we would never be able to heal.
No. You deserve everything just like anyone else, James.
Mate, wait till you hear this. I'm a big shite bag, but I'm terrified, mate, for the prospect. She wants me and her to go on holiday next year, mate. I've never been on a plane. I've never been on an aircraft. So I'm going to be a big shitbag, and she'll be probably needing to go to the doctors and get me some sleeping tablets.
I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure once you get off the plane, it'll all be worth it, and you'll be ready to go on one again.
I'm buzzing, but that's the thing as well. It's just, yes. Because I've been carrying all these people's names on my head, mate, for so long that there was a man, mate, right, through my own mum, and I've got the proof that yous want and yous might need. I've got the proof on my phone. I text my mother, and I said to my own biological mother, what do I do about the boy that raped me when I was 7 years old? It was my mum's boyfriend's son who raped me when I was 7 years old. And I've asked a few people about my town, get me an address for that guy.
Yeah.
Because that is unacceptable. And see the sentences that these people are getting, it is absolutely disgusting. They're barely getting years.
Yeah, it's...
How the fuck, mate, is this justice system actually still standing?
Yeah.
Hopefully Andy Burnham, I'm pretty pleased he's the Prime Minister of Wales, but I hope that changes happen now, because for many, many years there's been cracks that have not been filled up, and there's been people out there, myself included, that have been abandoned.
Yeah.
No psychology, no therapy, no counselling, no nothing, because the Scottish historical abuse claims or whatever the historical department, they never asked me for any information to see if I could get some support, some therapy and counselling and such.
Yeah.
And then when I put that case to Renfrewshire Council, when I was younger, mate, I was having to ask staff members in the children's home for referrals to counselling, psychology and things.
Yeah.
I never got them. And see, back then, I told staff members that I was raped at 7-year-old, so they didn't help me whatsoever.
Yeah.
They didn't even believe me. So this is the time now that I'm going to go to the police and I'm going to report the boy.
Yeah.
When I was 7, and his time is over.
Yeah, absolutely, James. Now, I really do wish you all the best with that, because it's obviously there's no amount.
I'll get justice, bro. I took the befriender from that children's home. This is one other thing as well. That children's home got me in contact with a predator. That man, in the end, stopped the befriending service. So he said to me, in his own words, I stopped doing the befriending service because of you.
Yeah.
Yes, because he found a victim. So that the social work department of Renfrewshire Council are going to actually... I want them to pay me. I want them to issue me compensation. Because if it wasn't for Renfrewshire Council putting that in touch with me, a befriender, this would never have happened, mate. That's straight up. This would never have happened. I would never have been put in a children's home in the first place.
Yeah.
I was never told why I was put in a children's home, but for the next 3 years, it was hell.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Like I say,
every time I was frustrated or disappointed or angry, mate, they would say to me, you're not getting any treats, you're not getting any of your sweeties, you're getting nothing.
Yeah,
they locked him in my room for hours and hours and hours on end, not knowing that my gran done that years ago. So yeah, that children's home are disgusting, and the staff members are still in it. They've all changed. There's only two staff members that I still speak to from over 20 years ago, because they're genuine.
Yeah.
And I even said to them, I'm going to sue Renfrewshire Council.
Yeah.
I'm going to contact the lawyers who want to represent me, and if there's legal aid, fine, that's what happens. But see, if I have to pay for it out of my own pocket, I will, because I know I've got a case. Renfrewshire Council put me in touch with a guy who in the end abused me over 10 times.
Yeah.
When I was sleeping, I was waking up and he was abusing me, and then his husband was abusing me. So if it wasn't for the children's home doing that and getting that guy in touch with me and getting him in my company, this would never have happened.
Yeah.
It was him that abused me. He made my life hell. Yeah. So I had to carry the time that he was abusing me. I left the children's home, and one time I just walked me miles and miles and miles, no shoes, no socks, no nothing. And even for times as well, many, many times, I used to run across fields in my bare feet.
Yeah.
I've got autism and ADHD, so I was taking my trainers off and everything and just running free.
Yeah.
But the staff weren't even concerned or anything.
No, it's awful. It's awful. Like I said, it's not what you'd expect from a place that's supposed to be caring for you whatsoever. And
it's not just that, mate. There was over 20 children.
Yeah.
Over 20 children, and then when new children are old enough, 16, they move out, then they go to their foster parents or back to mum and dad's, and then that's kind of the way that they do that.
Yeah.
So, I even said to the staff members back then, if I find out in the future that any other child has suffered under the hands of you guys, I'm going to make sure that they go to the lawyers that I'm with, MMA Legal. Because
yeah.
I've got one friend as well, Paul. And my friend Paul Brown was in this children's home, mate. And
yeah.
he said to me, he contacted the redress and he got awarded that compensation. He was also a boy put in his room like a prisoner. He threw out a bowling ball right out the glass window, mate. It was hilarious. He went like, rolled at me and he just went, fuck you, right through the window, man.
Yeah.
And I seen him a few weeks ago and he stopped me and he noticed me straight away and he said, James Weir. I went, speaking. And he went, it's me. And I went, who? He said his name, and as soon as he said his name, mate, I knew exactly who it was.
Yeah.
I've got his telephone number now. So my friend, I don't want to break down here, but my friend from the children's home is one of the most beautiful people I've ever met.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud he's my friend, because he stopped me, and I wasn't even bothered about hearing about Ruben Lee, or Newfield. Sorry, it was Newfield when I was there.
Yeah.
But when I was there, it wasn't a bad place, you know, because, and do you know what made it better to live there? It was the children.
Yeah.
It was all the other kids. They
yeah.
made it excellent, like, because my friends, even that went in the children's home, I've got them on my Facebook, mate.
Yeah.
So some guys that went in the children's home, I've got on Facebook. So when I get my justice, and you guys are obviously doing excellent to help me with that, once I get this justice, I'm going to contact a few of my friends and I'm going to contact yourselves.
Yeah.
And because these are the boys, mate, that are struggling. These are boys that have got convictions and everything now
yeah.
through the abuse.
These
and
are
that's not what they...
help. All,
yeah, but this is... Listen, mate, listen, please listen to me, pal. I've had people over talking me all day. I've had to send guys out of my house today because I told them, get the fuck out of my house. I'm fed up with people over talking me, you know what I mean? See, at the end of the day, pal, I've got PTSD, ADHD, and autism. And I've had ADHD since I was 6 years old. Do you know what I mean? When I contact my friends, expect to have a lot of paperwork. Because these are the people that you are needing to help as well, mate.
Yeah.
These are people that are getting lost. But see what would be great? MMA Legal. Put a post on Facebook and it will be shared far and wide.
Yeah.
And believe me, there'll be so many more people coming to yous. It'll keep yous all in a job.
Yeah.
Let me
really
tell you, it will, and your lives will be good for it as well, because these people need justice. I want my justice, because every day I wake up, mate, and there's one special, beautiful woman that's preventing that. But my girlfriend is the only person right now who's keeping me safe. She's the only person that actually calms me down. Anytime
yeah.
I'm angry or I'm frustrated, she brings me down a level.
Yeah.
She's a bit older than me, but hey, doesn't mean, I mean, mate, she's coming over on the weekend and I can't wait. Let's put that away, my friend.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I was like, yeah, but this is all new to me. And yeah, she even, can I just say something, like, please, because this might help you guys.
Yeah.
My own girlfriend asked to do something to me during sex, right? And she asked me, can I do it? And I says, but she asked me, would that affect you because of you've been abused? I said, no, it wouldn't, no. I says, because you've got to remember, Julie, and this is what obviously the staff and that know, that see back then, I was abused and I was supposed to be safe. I was supposed to feel safe.
Yeah.
And even my girlfriend said to me, like, how can I do that and stuff when you've been abused? Not, it affects every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
That teacher, Craig Walker, I swear, you could type it into Google on your time off. Type it into Google, Craig Walker, maths teacher from St Andrews Academy in Paisley. He's a baldy-headed guy in his late 40s, mate, and that's a bastard that abused me over 10 times. And that is all thanks to the Scottish care service for the children. So Renfrewshire Council, for instance, they put me in touch with that guy, and in the end, he abused me over 10 times. I went to court, I was put on the spot just there and then, and I didn't know what to do or anything. And then because I didn't remember the exact amount of times they abused me, he got let out of jail.
Yeah. That's awful.
So I'm going to let you go on that, mate, if that's us, because I really am, I'm ready to go to the police, mate. It's now or never that I get my justice, because these people could die. Do you know what I mean? And I ain't going to let that happen.
Yeah, absolutely, James. Absolutely. Like I said, we're working as fast as we possibly can to try and get the records back for yourself.
Aye. So yous are doing fantastic, and I just want to say that, and thank you so much, mate, for the call. I really do appreciate it. I just had to make assurances to myself that I wasn't going to contact a scammer. Because you've seen it, mate. It is vast.
Yeah.
I mean, all these calls, the numbers you don't recognise.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But anything that you need now, I'll respond to you and give you what you need.
Yeah.
But see the question that I've got for my mum as well. My mum had her name put on my birth certificate, but see my father's name is not on my birth certificate.
Right.
So I can give you, how about this? Do you want my mum's telephone number? Because then you can ask her the questions, right? And you know how to spot liars. So all you do is put questions to her, see how she responds. Get the call on record. Record what she's saying. And I'm serious, pal, because I'm going to the police about her. Record what she's saying. Get everything down noted.
Yeah.
And ask her the questions. Because she's the one who's going to face justice. She's the one in the wrong as well. She abused me so many times.
Yeah. Well, that's it's not something that we can do per se, of course.
Sorry, mate, I'll ask her myself.
No, that's no worries. It's just we're here to get you the money back from the care institutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So we can't do investigations like that. But after you've received your compensation, it is something that I would highly recommend that you do, is try and seek justice for yourself, gather as much information as you can on this. If you would like a copy of any sort of records that we receive, just let us know and we'll give you a copy of any sort of records that you would like. So the evidence review will be completed as soon as we have those records back from your GP, who I'm going to be sending a request form out to as soon as we get off the phone. So as soon as we get them back, we'll do an evidence review, and then we'll have you booked in for a witness statement. So we'll contact you, update you, and then
I would visit you guys, or like,
no,
like,
it's not.
I wouldn't mind coming down to Manchester.
I've not
been there yet.
Cool. But yeah, it's something that's done over the phone usually, the witness statement. It's about an hour long phone call, give or take. All right, so we'll contact you as soon as we get those medical records back.
Cheers. One thing that go for straight away, if you can, go to the historical child abuse.
Yes.
Go to that department. They're in Edinburgh. You've seen it possibly last year. It was on the news, mate.
Yeah,
and they went to that place in Edinburgh, and it was a big building and a big office and all that. There was newsreaders and journalists and photographers not outside the place.
Yeah.
That was for Scottish historical abuse in other children's homes. There was a lady that I don't know if you remember. Her name was Abernethy, and she was in a female only children's home.
Yeah,
she didn't get a prison sentence, so then the victims appealed it, and she got sent to prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So that's the people that we need to get the information from. We need to get all the documentation. We need to get the support and evidence. We need to get everything that was written down by staff members in the children's home, because that is the big piece to the jigsaw.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, James. Like I say, we believe
thank you
that
so much.
Renfrewshire Council hold those documents, so...
Yeah, they better have them, because there is a lot of other children. I've got my two young sisters that were in the same children's home and another children's home. Can I give them your contact number for the office so that they can make a claim?
Yeah, of course, James. It's it'd be another part of our company that would take them on.
Excuse me.
All right, no problem.
These are two beautiful women, man, and they need all the help they can get because they're struggling. And I know that because I see it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Their mental health and everything's been tarnished.
Yeah. No, of course. Of course.
No wonder. You know what I mean? No wonder kids either have convictions or addiction issues. Myself included.
Yeah. No, that's exactly why we're trying to get that compensation for yourself. Of course, there's no number that you can put on the compensation that you'll receive. Yeah.
But I really do appreciate that phone call, mates. Thank you so much, and I'm sorry for being a bit hostile.
No, no problem, James. Don't worry. Like I said, we're here to listen all the time.
My girlfriend always gives me a kick up the arse if I'm in the wrong.
Yeah.
As it keeps me right. That's a good thing, I suppose.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's really good to hear that, James.
I really appreciate your time, mate, and thank you for the call. You have a good day.
No problem. You too, James. Are you okay? Everything okay? Yeah, you don't need...
I'm still standing, mate, ain't I?
Well, yeah.
See the way that I look at it, buddy. I'm a survivor of 5 times abuse. I'm a survivor, and I'm still standing, and I'm 21 months sober.
Yeah. You're an incredibly strong person, James. I'll tell you that. Incredibly strong.
You've got to be, mate. You know what I mean? Can't let these buggers get the best of us, bro.
No.
Anybody that's in our lives and their douchebags, get them out of your life and tell them to piss off. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'll take that on board.
You only get one life. It's your life.
Yeah.
So enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people are happy for you, they'll support you. If people aren't happy for you, let them go. You can get better friends, better family, etc.
Yeah, very true. Very true, that, James.
Right, mate. You have a good day, and I'll speak to you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, all right, James. Thank you very much. You take care of yourself.
You too. Still
all right.
Fun.
See you now.